Voters in McKean County heard from Democratic candidates for the 15th U.S. House District Monday night. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with the candidates and voters about their priorities and prospects for a win in November.
These two have come from a long way to come be with us, and I'm happy we got a turnout for them.
About 50 people turned out at the Smethport Fire Hall to hear Susan Bossier and Wade Jadun, the candidates competing in the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania's 15th district. The winner will likely face Republican incumbent Glenn Thompson in November. James Heckman organized the event. He says Republicans have left areas like this one behind.
I think the Democrats have the best platform for areas like this, for working class people. I think the Democrats have it.
The candidates spoke, answered questions, and mingled with the voters. Jadun says the night's turnout in a Republican stronghold shows people want to be heard. He points to the economy as a major issue.
While the economy may be working for Wall Street, while it may be working for financiers, while there may be low unemployment, there is still chronic underemployment, and that prosperity that Wall Street has seen has not come down to this local level, and folks are hurting and folks are struggling.
Bossier says she's seeing excitement in the race all over the 15th district.
Look at all the Democrats in McKean County. Oh, my God.
She also sees the need to focus on the economy.
What's happening here economically is not okay. Driving through up here on the way, Mount Jewett, empty storefronts, one after the next, dusty, abandoned. You can't have a lively, vibrant community life if people can't afford to raise their families there.
The idea that rural areas are being left behind came up, along with the need for jobs and dealing with the opioid crisis. Marty Wilder lives near Bradford. She says there's been a gradual decline in communities' populations, economies, even attitudes.
One is the rural areas continue to be overlooked, and I think there's a disdain for Trump.
She says it's a heavily Republican area, even more so after Pennsylvania's recent redistricting.
It's going to be an uphill battle, there's no doubt. You know, the last time I saw a Democrat elected in this region was after Watergate, and I think that people are just as excited and worked up and concerned right now as they've ever been. I think they're afraid of losing their country, and I think they're ready to fight for it.
Judy Church, McKean County Democratic Vice Chair, says people are tired of what's going on in Washington.
Well, I think because of who's in the White House, we have a lot more enthusiasm and energy.
Clifford Lane, a Democratic McKean County Commissioner, says top issues include the opioid crisis, human services, and gun laws.
I'm a hunter and everything like that, but I don't need an AR-15 to shoot a deer, so I think there's ways we can solve that.
The 15th Congressional District is widely viewed as strongly Republican. It covers a large swath of western Pennsylvania, stretching from the New York state border down to Cambria County. Lane says winning is a numbers game.
It's like any time when you run for an election, you have to get your voters out. If you can get your voters out, anything's possible.
The primary is May 15th. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.